ठीक है, thousand right. Yeah, and this is a bit weird, but I know what to do. Reading today from Srimad Bhagavatam, Canto 3, Chapter 25. Chapter titled The Glories of Devotional Service, Text 17. Anyway, it's so extremely heavily backlit. Oops. Wow. Oops. We just have to leave it like that. Tada Purusha Atmanam Kevalam Prakrite Param Nirantaram Swayam Jyotir Animanam Akanditam Tada Purusha Atmanam Kevalam Prakrite Param Nirantaram Swayam Jyotir Animanam Akanditam Tada Purusha Atmanam Kevalam Prakrite Param Nirantaram Swayam Jyotir Animanam Akanditam Tada Purusha Atmanam Kevalam Prakrite Param Nirantaram Swayam Jyotir Animanam Akanditam Da.
Ta-da.
Then,
Purusha,
the individual soul,
Atmanam,
himself,
Kevalam, pure,
Prakrite Param,
transcendental to material existence.
Nirantaram.
Non-different.
Swayam Jyoti.
self-effulgent, animanam, infinitesimal, akanditam, not fragmented. Translation. At that time, the soul can see himself to be transcendental to material existence, and always self-effulgent, never fragmented, although very minute in size. Purport by Srila Prabhupada. In the state of pure consciousness or Krishna consciousness, one can see himself as a minute particle, non-different from the Supreme Lord. As stated in Bhagavad Gita, the jiva, or the individual soul, is eternally part and parcel of the Supreme Lord. Just as the sun's rays are minute particles of the brilliant constitution of the sun, so a living entity is a minute particle of the Supreme Spirit. The individual spirit, the individual soul, and the Supreme Lord are not separated as in material differentiation. The individual soul is a particle from the very beginning. One should not think that because the individual soul is a particle, it is fragmented from the whole spirit. Mayavad philosophy enunciates that the whole spirit exists, but a part of it, which is called the jiva, is entrapped by illusion. This philosophy, however, is unacceptable because spirit cannot be divided like a fragment of matter. That part, the jiva, is eternally apart. As long as the Supreme Spirit exists, his part and parcel also exists. As long as the sun exists, the molecules of the sun's rays also exist. The jiva particle is estimated in the Vedic literature to be 1/10,000th the size of the upper portion of a hair. It is therefore infinitesimal. The Supreme Spirit is infinite, but the living entity or the individual soul is infinitesimal, although it is not different in quality from the Supreme Spirit. Can you move this one sort of around, not to block Maharaj, but like somewhere there? Yeah. It didn't move. Is it on?
Yeah.
Because... Okay. But it didn't move. It did not move. When you moved, the picture didn't move. That's why. Now that's a good reason why I didn't know. Oh, Krishna. Oh, Lord. What to do, I tell you. That's it. Okay. I guess it's all right. Let's just see that it's there. That's it. Well, that's better, isn't it? Excuse me. It's just the technology. If we if we... All right, so let us continue with the purport. Two words in this verse are to be particularly noted. One is nirantaram, which means non-different or of the same quality. The individual soul is also expressed here as animanam. Animanam means infinitesimal. The Supreme Spirit is all-pervading, but the very small spirit is the individual soul. Akanditam means not exactly fragmented, but constitutionally always infinitesimal. No one can separate the molecular parts of the sunshine from the sun, but at the same time, the molecular part of the sunshine is not as expansive as the sun itself. Similarly, the living entity, by his constitutional position, is qualitatively the same as the Supreme Spirit, but he is infinitesimal. We will read the verse again. Tada purusha atmanam kevalam prakrite param nirantaram swayam jyotiya animanam akanditam. At that time, the soul can see himself to be transcendental to material existence and always self-effulgent, never fragmented, although very minute in size. Nama Om Vishnupadaya Krishna Prestaya Bhutale Shrimati Bhaktivedanta Swaminiti Namane Namaste Saraswati Deve Gauravani Pracharane Niravishesha Shunyavadi Pastyachade Shatarane Shri Krishna Chaitanya Brahma Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadha Shivasati Gaura Bhaktivrinda Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Vanchakalpa Charubhyascha Kripa Sindhubhya Evacha, Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha. Anatakoti Vaishnavrinda ki, Srila Prabhupada ki. So, of course, the first question is, at that time, at what time does the soul see himself to be transcendental to material existence and always self-effulgent, never fragmented, although very minute in size? It's at the time mentioned in the previous verse, when one is completely cleansed of the impurities of lust and greed, produced from the false identification of the body as I and bodily possessions as mine, one's mind becomes purified. Mm-hmm. In that pure state, he transcends the stage of so-called material happiness and distress. Yes, so prior to this time, that time, the conditioned soul is not cleansed of lust and greed, these impurities. Rather, the conditioned soul, even particularly if the conditioned soul is really absorbed in material existence, the conditioned soul is completely overwhelmed by lust and greed. And the false identification of the body as me, and bodily possessions as mine, and looking around the material world to see what other things could become mine, and in that way my enjoyment would be increased, and so on like that. And as a result of all of that, then in that impure state, The conditioned soul is not transcendental to so-called material happiness and distress. Rather, the conditioned soul is completely Shri Shri Radha Radhanath Shri Giri Govardhan Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Ki Jai. Why, what now? Oh, Krishna. Thank you. Oh, but now. Oh, what happened? Oh, Krishna. Yes. All right. So rather, the conditioned soul is completely immersed from morning till night and just every day in the stage. Prabhupada translates it, yesterday's verse. The stage, there is a stage of so-called material happiness and distress. And at that time, this particular time, dominated by lust and greed, completely convinced and obsessed with the idea that I am the body and bodily possessions are mine and so on like that. So that when one is completely cleansed of that, completely, and when one is in that pure state, and has transcended material happiness and distress, then, as this verse says, at that time, the soul can see himself to be transcendental to material existence, and always self-effulgent, never fragmented, although very minute in size. Yes. So, like this, through development in Krishna consciousness, as explained by Lord Kapila Dev, then the spirit soul, that means us, we can come to this level of consciousness, actual perception of reality, perception of ourselves, and become situated in that position. And then when one is situated in that position, in fact, not just through philosophical understanding or something which would be more theoretical, but when one is actually in that, if we can use the word condition or unconditioned condition, then, oh, life looks very different. Life looks so different. And you could say the possibilities which are there in life look very different. Should keep check. It all looks very different. Of course, the fact is that it is different from what, as we read from the previous verse, actually the reality is very different from the way we perceive it in the conditioned state, and to whatever degree we are, at least I am, still affected by the conditioned state. So, yes, very interesting. Like, we hear, how many times have we heard that we're not these bodies? How many times have we told people that we're not these bodies? But in our particular state right now, it's not really that we are perceiving ourselves as being, like, in an experiential sense, that we can see ourselves that in fact we're not these bodies. like we can see that our clothes are in fact, through our experience, we can see that we are not our clothes, and there is no room for doubt or any other idea. So, in that pure state, transcendental state, having gone beyond the material condition of material identification, material desires, the whole material perspective on life, and in that way going beyond happiness, material happiness and distress. Yes, so the devotee, the perception of existence is very different. So in the purport, of course, Srila Prabhupada is particularly focusing on the point that of the soul, the actual soul as such, not perhaps so much the realization, but just the state of the soul. What is the position of the soul, in principle even, in principle, that, and Srila Prabhupada gives a well-known example, but a very important example, of the sun and the sunshine as compared to Krishna and us. Prabhupada, in the word for word, this word, akhanditam, means not fragmented. At least that's what we've been told. But in the purport, Srila Prabhupada says that akhanditam means not exactly fragmented. Well, wait a minute. Akhanditam means not fragmented. Yeah. But constitutionally always infinitesimal. Something we'll have to check. Yes, so there's a difference. In other words, there's a difference between being a fragment, a part of something which is broken away and is therefore now separate. The source, what it previously was part of, is over there, and now the fragment is over there. And they're just independent existences. Yes, so our position, as illustrated by the example of the sun and the sunshine, our position is not exactly that we are simply fragments. I mean, it is a fact that in Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna, in chapter 15, verse 7, yes, we're referred to as being his fragmental parts. But it's not in this sense that we're mentioning that we're actually independent. The connection that previously was there, because we were literally part of that, that connection has now been lost, and we are now just something else. This, of course, the followers of Madhvacharya, they have this idea more, dualism, that there is the Lord and there is us. Dualism, they're two separate existences. But Lord Chaitanya has given us our philosophy of Achintya Bheda Bheda Tattva. Simultaneously, Bheda means different. So simultaneously different and abhed, not different. And yes, this is the understanding, that to say that we're simply fragments as such is actually taking it too far. But just like the sun and the sunshine, the sunshine is here, it's filling the temple room right now. But the sun itself is a very long way away. And you could say, someone could say, that the sunshine, which is within the temple room, it has now been separated from the sun, and it's not connected. It's here, and the sun is there, distant place. But actually, and this is the example Prabhupada's given, actually it's not like that. Even though, of course, it's true the sunshine is here and the sun is there, but they're still inextricably related. Inextricably means inseparably. You cannot actually separate them as such. They remain, even though there's an element of difference, important element of difference, but there's also the element of oneness which cannot be eliminated, cannot be removed. Yes, so similarly, we are part and parcel of Krishna, and we are different from him to some degree in a certain sense. We are here, we are doing what we are doing, and Krishna is there in Goloka Vrindavan, and, well, what's Krishna doing now? It's 12 minutes past 8. I don't know. I would suspect Krishna's on his way out with the cowherd boys. Something like that, depending what the time is there. But Krishna's there doing something. We are here in a different place doing something else. But actually there's oneness there. There's oneness, particularly in quality. And there's also oneness in the sense of relationship. In the sense of a relationship. The relationship remains, even though we're apparently separated. But the relationship remains because, I mean, for a number of reasons, but one reason is that even though we are here and Krishna is there, but Krishna is also here. As Chaitanya Charitamrita Adi Leela, is it chapter 3, says, that Gokula, meaning that Vrindavan, not the local one in India, but that Gokula is all-pervading. That Gokula is all-pervading. And therefore the great devotees can be here with us in just somewhere, anywhere on this planet, but they can actually be with Krishna in Vrindavan, as Advaita Acharya told Lord Chaitanya, when Lord Chaitanya had been trying to go to Vrindavan but got sort of what redirected by Lord Nityananda to meet the devotees. Lord Chaitanya protested when Advaita Acharya appeared on the scene. And Lord Chaitanya was under the impression he was close to Vrindavan, perhaps even there already. He asked Advaita Acharya, "What are you doing in Vrindavan?" And Advaita Acharya answered, "My Lord, wherever you are is Vrindavan." And ultimately it's just a question of consciousness that the great devotees can actually be in Vrindavan interacting with Krishna anywhere, literally, because Gokula is all-pervading. It extends unlimitedly upwards and downwards. Yes. So like that, it's not just a matter of this example of the sun and the sunshine, although it's a good example. It's a very effective example, but there's also more to it than that. Yes, so Prabhupada here, of course, mentions about the Mayavad philosophy. What is it? Brahma Satyam Jagan Mitya. Brahman is truth, this world is false. Why is it false? Because actually it's Brahman. It just looks like this world to us, who are conditioned souls. It looks like that and we experience it to be like that, but actually it isn't. It's Brahman. We are currently in a merged state, but we're not aware of it. Actually we are merged, but we are not aware of it. This is the problem, according to the Mayavadis, but that we don't accept, as is explained in Bhagavad Gita, in the second chapter. The living entities are always individuals. They're always individuals. So even though they're simultaneously obeyed, not different from the Lord. So, yes. And, well, at this point in material existence, we're in that state of being the tiny infinitesimal spirit soul. Prabhupada refers to the well-known scriptural statement, the jiva particle is estimated in the Vedic literature to be 1/10,000th the size of the upper portion of a hair. That's us. So, but in the spiritual world, we are not like that. We're not just these tiny, tiny, conscious little things. We are persons. And we note that in the first canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, when Narada Muni finally, at the end of his life, as the son of the maidservant, when he finally leaves his body in full or pretty much full Krishna consciousness, then just as at that moment, his spiritual body manifests, as the Bhagavatam says, just like lightning and illumination occur simultaneously, the spiritual body manifests in that state of full realization. But at this point, we are these tiny little spirit souls, although full capacity, capability is there, but everything is limited, particularly by our entanglement in this material world, our still being influenced by what Lord Kapila in the previous verse says, that the pure soul is not limited by lust and greed, limited by the identification with the body, and therefore the tendency to accept material things to be our possessions, and then limited by the very sad situation of happiness and distress. So what to do? Well, of course, one has to practice Krishna consciousness, beginning with chanting the holy names of the Lord. And if one does this very nicely, ultimately, there's a possibility that one can immediately be delivered from that situation. And, you know, we mentioned not long ago Maharaj Katranga is briefly referred to in the ninth canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. He became fully Krishna conscious in 1 minute. Our experience, it seems at least, observing the other devotees, it appears it takes, for the average person, it takes longer, it seems. But still it happens. If we practice Krishna consciousness very seriously, sincerely, from the heart, following the program of Krishna consciousness, then gradually, step by step, the devotee finds that all these things, the lust, the greed, tendency to identify with the body and bodily possessions, and the happiness and distress of material life, these things gradually start falling away. They start falling away by the cleansing, purifying process of sadhana bhakti. Sadhana bhakti, a part of which is the mercy of the Lord. Hare Krishna. Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai.